Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis. It's Kelly again with another listener question. This one is from Mariska van Dijk in the Netherlands. So I'm loving all these European connection, guys. When I get to Spain in December, I'm looking you up. All right. So the question is, how do I create a no drama filter, which is something that we talked about in a previous previous podcast. I don't know where I talked about it, but she referenced it. So the no drama filter is, so here's the challenge. Okay. I just want to say that there is a challenge with a no anything filter, because the subconscious mind doesn't hear the word no. And somebody on a TikTok recently asked me, well, why doesn't it? Not, I don't know. It just doesn't. I think it's because in energetically, actually, I do know. So I'm talking about this, they're telling me. So energetically, when you say no X, you're connecting to the energy of X and therefore activating X, and therefore the no doesn't matter. And so that's why it doesn't play into it. So when you're saying a no drama filter, what you're really saying is, I want peace, right? So you have to make sure that when you're doing a no X filter, that you're not saying no X, you're saying whatever the opposite of X is. So you instead create a, I want peace filter. I want a peaceful experience of this. And what that means is that everything that is not peaceful will get filtered out. And so, you know, what is the filter? How does that filter work? Well, it's basically a layer of your personal shields. And if you haven't put your shields up yet, then adding this layer is a little premature. So you definitely want to get your shields up first. But when you're talking about a peace filter, which is what we're going to say, the peace filter will filter out everything that doesn't keep you peaceful. So what you're doing is you're just adding an intention to your shields as another layer of your shields. And so, you know, everybody's going to say, well, how do I do that? How do you do anything magically? If you've been listening to the podcast any length of time, you've heard me say this a million times. Magic is intention, with the focused intention followed by, you know, energy, right? So when you're putting in place this filter on your shield, and you can do this on your personal shield, you could also do this on the wards on your house, so you can keep your entire home space peaceful. I did that when the political landscape started getting insane here in the US about 4 years ago. And I did it again when COVID came up with all the angst and the fear and the, I put another filter up for that. And so, you know, you can do this on any energetic construct that you have. If you have a business, you can put a filter on your business. There's any number of ways that you can utilize this particular technique. And so basically you just go, okay, so I'm going to visualize what it is that I see. So I've got my shields up. I'm going to do it on my personal self, get my shields up, and I'm going to add a layer of peace and harmony to my shields so that only peace and harmony makes its way through. No angst or upset, none of that stuff makes its way through. We don't say that when we're setting up the intention. Let's be clear. You just say peace and harmony only. You only want to focus on that which you desire. And you'd want to leave out everything else. Don't think no this, don't think no that. It's important. So I'm going to allow peace and harmony through, and only peace and harmony are coming through. And that's all that I experience in my existence. And that's great. From anything from the outside world. Now, notice that I said anything from the outside world. It's important because you cannot filter out your own internal upset and expect to not have consequences. When you are not allowing yourself to have your own experience, you will have massive consequences from that. So do not use this as a spiritual bypass, as a all positivity all the time bullshit thing. Don't do that. You will hurt yourself. It is a bad idea. It will come back and bite you in the butt. So do not get bitten in the butt. Only filter things coming in from the outside. Now, you also have to be careful because sometimes things are wrong, right? So like right now I'm launching my book and my book funnel has had some glitches. I want to know about those glitches because I want to fix them, right? If I have peace and harmony only, and nothing that is not peaceful or harmony makes it its way through, and I don't say except for things that I need to know about in order to be able to fix them, then I'm going to have a problem because I'm not going to notice any of the things that are going wrong. Okay. So you want to pay attention to these filters and be very careful. I don't put these filters on universally. I put them on for very specific situations. So if I've been given a warning that something may have a problem, you know, if either spirit's given me a warning or, you know, I have a lot of psychic friends. So they call me up and go, yo, you should really be paying attention to this, you know, whatever. Then I will put up a filter specifically for that. But you do have to be careful about how you do this because it can impact how you experience life. And if you're having a relationship and you've got this peace and harmony filter and you are doing something that is making the other person not peaceful and harmonious, and they start to say so, you're gonna yeah, and not even notice it because of your shield. So because of the filter on your shield. So you want to be very careful about how you implement this. This is not one I would use universally because it does not allow you to see problems. Right? So on a vacation, it's perfect. I don't want to see the problem. I don't need to see the problem. It's not my problem. I'm on vacation, right? That's when I used what I referred to as the no drama filter, which is probably bad wording on my part, definitely bad wording on my part. But I would not use this under other circumstances for the reasons that I've just said. Hopefully that helps. I'm going to encourage you, if you found these podcasts to be interesting to you, whether you're watching the minis on YouTube or listening to the full episodes and the minis on Acast or on your podcast player, I want to encourage you to consider going deeper. If you've listened to more than, you know, 5, 10, 15 of these, you're probably really in alignment with the work, and it's probably time to think about booking a call to talk about joining the Inner Peace Program and getting started on your own journey. And, you know, if you don't even have to book a call, honestly, you could just sign up online and that would work as well. So you can find that at kellysparta.com right on the homepage. If you scroll down a little bit, it says Inner Peace 101, and that's where you start. That's how you find emotional safety, which is step one in the healing process. So that's, I would highly recommend that if you're in that place, this would be the time for you to do that. If you have any questions, you can always reach out through the contact page on kellysparta.com, or you can email me at kelly@kellysparta.com. I'm happy to help. And if you're not sure still and you kind of think, well, I don't know, I think I might want to try and do it on my own. Okay, fine. Pick up a copy of my book. It's $5. There's a link down below and it can give you a roadmap to try and figure it out on your own. I did it. It can be done. It took me a long time, but if you're willing to invest the time, and I'm going to cut down a lot on that with the book, so that'll help. But then by all means do so. And if you get stuck, you know where to find me. Okay. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good one. This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.